Right. Tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Av, so it means that Tisha B'Av is only 10 days from now, so I thought we'd talk a little bit about a few halachot that relate to this period of time. So one of the halachot that relates now is the prohibition against eating meat and drinking wine. So the Mishnah Masechet Tanit just says on Chafav, on Daf Chafav, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yichal adam shnei tavshilin. So we chazal understand this line in the Mishnah. Medina de Gemara, it's at the Suda Mafseket, the last meal you have on Erev Tishbav, you can't eat meat and drink wine. But then in Halacha, though, it got significantly expanded out. So the Mechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, brings three opinions. He says in Siman Tavkaf Nun Aleph, Yesh no agim shalul chobasar, shlo shal yayim b'shabadzu. So some have the minag not to eat meat and drink wine, Shavua Shechabo Tishbav, which would mean, let's say this year it works out nicely, Tishbav's on a Thursday, so it would mean from Sunday through Thursday, Sunday through Wednesday, that's the Shavua, you would not eat meat and drink wine. B'yeshu will see from Rosh Chodesh Av Tanit. Then some add from Rosh Chodesh Av, which is from tomorrow night till the Tanis. B'yeshu will see from Yishavasar B'tamuz. And some go even further and say from Shabbat Sar B'tamuz, you can't eat meat and drink wine. So why do we have these prohibitions and why are we adding on to them and so forth? So there's a Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra at the end of the third parak, and Rabbi Yismach had referred to this Gemara recently. It talks about at the time of the Korban Bayit Sheni how certain people were Prushim, they were somewhat ascetic, and they said to Rabbi Yeshua, we're not eating meat and not drinking wine at all the whole year. Not you know, during the period of time before Tisha B'Av, we're not drinking any meat and having any wine the whole year. So Rabbi Yeshua engaged them in conversation. He said, "How come you're not eating meat and drinking wine?" He said, "The meat we just had the Beis Hamikdash, so meat was offered on the Mizbeach. We had the Beis Hamikdash, Yayin was offered as Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Now we don't have it. We're such a mourning. We don't want to eat meat. We don't drink wine." He says, "Taki, you got a great idea." He says, "So maybe you shouldn't have any bread either, because the bread was used for the menachot, the meal offerings." So he said, "Yeah, you're right." So he says, "We'll manage with fruit." So he said, "Well, maybe you shouldn't have fruit either, because the bikurim, which refer to the Beis Hamikdash, they have the first fruit." They said, "Oh, you're right about that." So he says, "We'll manage with other fruits." So he says, "Maybe you shouldn't drink water, because they don't have Nisuch HaMayim anymore that was there." So that they couldn't answer. So Rabbi Yeshua says to them, "Listen, you know, you need to mourn, but what you're doing is too much. In other words, you need to do only what Chazal say." Now, at the end of the Gemara mentions that, he says, one second, I get the line is, so Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua B'Elisha, Yom Shukra B'Mikdash Dinu Shtin Zorot Smein Shalom B'Sar B'Shtol Yayin. He says, we should really not eat meat or drink wine the whole year. That's what the Brisa says. Ella, and goes from Gzera to Tzibur, and can rope Tzibur Yichol and Loba. He says, but we can't make a Gzera that unless most people can withstand it. So the Gra, in his Perish on the Shulchan Aruch, says that this is the source why people are adding on. Meaning that, you're right, we can't abstain from meat and wine the whole year. That's too much. But to do a little bit, we could. And the little bit we could do is more than the Erev, the Suda Mafseket on Erev Tishbo. That's where the Gra takes it. So it sounds like from the Gra, he's working with the idea that the meat and the wine remind us of the Korbanot, the sacrifice of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Nesachim on the Mizbeach. That's the way it sounds like from the Gra. But it's really a Machloket Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef brings down a different opinion. He says that why don't we eat meat and drink wine? It's just that's like choice. That's like a little levity. In other words, eating meat and drinking wine, that's you know, a joyous experience. So I thought to say, he has the sheet that are brought down in the Sefer. This is Sefer Shuri Arav, Rav Konigsberg, edited from the Rav's Torah. He says, but you could say, I thought, that maybe, in other words, the Sadat says that we should avoid it for the first three weeks. So on Shabbos HaBetamiz was Batel HaTamid. That's when the Korban Tamid stopped being offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So I thought that Svara, I thought it goes more, would go nicely with that reason. If I say the other reason, if I say for joyousness, so maybe you could say like, that could go better with that side. All right, now he mentions here in the Sefer that even though there's a minute, we don't eat meat and drink wine, but we do. If it's basar and yayin that you use for a mitzvah, so it's not included in like excesses things. And according to the Mechaber, if it's for a mitzvah, you could. So, but the Ramah says l'chachila. Let's say l'chachila, you know, you shouldn't even drink the wine of Havdalah and Birkas Mazon. So I thought you could say like this, that in other words, if I say it's a din in Simcha generally, you know, so then if it's a mitzvah, it's not for Simcha. But if I say it's because of the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, so everything reminds me, you know, so then everything may be across the board prohibited. Okay, let me just do a few lines from the Ruch HaShulchan, then we'll call it a night, and that'll be it. So the Ruch HaShulchan says like this. He says, that our forebears have accepted for many hundreds of years. So the general minhag is from Rosh Chodesh Av till Tisha B'Av, we don't eat meat and drink wine. And then there's something to talk about with, we'll talk about Rosh Chodesh itself maybe tomorrow night. Except on Shabbos, Zecher, Korbanot, Banasachim, and members of the Korbanot. V'yishan agum in Shabbos, V'tamad, Shabbos, V'tal, V'tamad. V'yishkab, V'rach, V'yishkab, Aval, Atabachor, Sobez, V'reinu, Yim, Rosh Chodesh. Now, it's universally accepted from Rosh Chodesh. V'yatab, V'tin, Rabim, Kamish, V'zazlan, V'yisr, Zeh. Now, with all the tremendous that they wrote, there are people who aren't so careful with this prohibition. V'lubad, Shehim Ovrim Isur Deraita Mitam Neder. He says, besides the fact, I think that they're violating a prohibition from the Torah, they're violating Neder, because Klal Yisrael has accepted this Minhag. Shavotinu Kiblu Leia Minhag Zeh, Habe Neder Shel Klal Yisrael. So with the fact that everybody's doing the Minhag, it's because it didn't have a Neder. Levad Zeh Eichlon Yvoshlon Yikaleim. How are we not ashamed and embarrassed that we don't observe this Minhag? He says, the Gentiles go for many weeks without eating meat or milk or eggs. I assume he means that during the period of Lent, a lot of non-Jews, you know, abstain from food. But after how can we not abstain from meat and wine for 8 days? He figures you have the 9 days and then one Shabbos in between. The Shabbos, the minhag, you eat the meat and drink the wine on Shabbos. How can you not hold back for 8 days? So this is very severe. Okay, let's just Kain Hakdama. Maybe Blineder tomorrow we'll do a little bit more. Okay.